right, we are...
Hearsum Acorn and HANradio.com.
I jumped the gun there. I was so excited for our guest that I went on while the big voice was on. So we've got the Furuya sisters in, Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi. Thank you guys for joining us. Is this your first time on live radio or what?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Actually, yeah. Second time for me.
Second time.
Yeah.
You're
not a pro here.
No.
And so you guys are going to be performing in South Salem next week.
Yes.
What can people expect from the performance? What kind of music are you going to be playing?
Well, we're playing Tchaikovsky and Mozart, and obviously Tchaikovsky, as everybody knows, and it's a great piece. And it reminds you of a ballet, so I think people enjoy it.
This is a piano trio.
It's a piano trio.
And,
sorry there, Shelly, I didn't have you mic'd up.
Oh, sorry. they're going to be performing a piano trios,
yes.
too, right? And Mimi plays...
Yeah, I play the cello, and Sakiko plays the piano, and Harumi plays the violin.
Okay.
Yeah.
and you've all been playing since you were... Very young.
I'm happy we got you in for Mother's Day because I was reading Jane's story. That's going to be next week's Ledger.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for our listeners. We're going to have a feature. and so your mom was a big...
Yes.
She kind of drove you to do the music. At age four, was that? Is that right?
Actually, she got me started. This is Harumi. She got me started at age two. I don't remember when I started.
You don't even remember
it. She just got me started. I only remember practicing when I was really little with my mother. She was very much into education, and she got all of us into different instruments so that we'll play together, and yeah.
That's so cool.
Who's the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. Yeah. Okay, so, and you got violin, so then...
Sakiko, did you
choose piano or?
I wanted to do violin because my sister was doing violin, but my teacher got sick, and so I began to piano so I can accompany her. So that's how I got started.
And I started violin at four, but my teacher was really mean. She used to pull my hair, so I didn't like violin so much. And then I did a little piano. I was composing myself a little bit, and then I began to play cello at age seven because there was a good teacher around.
Yeah. So. And you guys came here in 1983, is that right?
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Very cool. What was that experience like transitioning all the way from
that
Japan?
That was an amazing experience. I mean, we didn't speak a word of English,
right. and,
but we were really excited to come to this country. My mother loves USA, so...
Yeah, we all love it.
So we all love it here, and... Yeah, it was tough in the beginning, though, yes. Yeah. But the music, it was good because there was a really good music teacher here.
Right.
So it was really
good.
Did you
come to New York or where did you?
First to California.
To California,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then to New York because of my father's job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an interesting story because from there you went to Juilliard.
Yes.
All three of you, right?
Right, right.
And so you were in school at the same time because you're very close in age?
Yeah, we were like 5 years apart.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was fun, just Saturday going to the city all day.
Right, and having that kind of support system, whereas a lot of people go to school and it's just you're very isolated and by yourself.
Yeah.
You're with your sisters, and I imagine you guys are very friendly with one another, your sister and your best friends.
Yeah, we do everything together.
Yeah.
Everything together, yeah.
I mean, I'm just projecting, I don't know for sure.
So yeah, New York was great because Juilliard is here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And you guys go back there often or to see shows?
Not really nowadays. But we all went to the Juilliard Pre-College, which is all Saturday for high schools. And then Sakiko went on to college and got bachelor's and master's. Whereas I went to Harvard and Mimi went to Eastman School of Music because she spent like 9 years at pre-college on Saturdays and all the teachers and classes are the same. So she decided, okay, that's enough for Juilliard. Yeah. I'm going to a different school. So Sakiko knows the school the best because she went through all the systems. But yeah, since we graduated, no, we don't really go.
No.
You had enough of that.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, reading your story, it's just a lot of determination and willpower. It's so impressive. Can you talk a little bit about just kind of...
Jay got everything.
Just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and what that mindset is like.
Yeah, I mean, it was really tough at one point. Like, you know, 2 years ago, we didn't know what was going to happen and, you know, we were going to... Almost give up, but we just kept on watching Danny Cable.
To cheer us up.
To cheer us up. And that seemed to help. We didn't do much 2 years ago. Yeah, and then, but, you know, we had no choice but to start this concert series so that
we would perform in public so that people can start hearing us at least. Yeah. If you're not out there, nobody knows you're out there. So we started organizing last July, actually.
Yeah. Oh, so this has been almost a year in the making.
Yeah.
And besides South Salem, remind me, is it New Jersey you guys are going to be playing as well?
Yeah. New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York, okay, including New York City. We started in Long Island. So last fall, that was our inaugural season, and we decided to book various places in the tri-state area. And so this is the second season, the spring season. Okay. But South Salem is the first, Northern Westchester is the first time, so we're really excited to get to know the audience here.
And you guys had moved to Westchester County, right?
Yeah, we're in Westchester County. Yeah.
So you're familiar with the
area. Yeah.
That's very cool. And I believe from Jane's story, there's a bit of a Hollywood influence to your
story. Yeah.
Talk to us about your love for movies, because we have a very similar love for movies here.
Oh, really?
We're just crazy. we've watched movies since moving to this country.
In 83. Like, that's how I learned English.
Yeah.
Listening to Cary Grant.
Yeah, my sister was watching, so I would watch with her, and we just love it, yeah.
And you love the Turner classics.
Classic movies. That's all we want.
I mean, we know a lot of movies, and we even requested TCM that we be honest, so we can talk about, you know, also the music behind it.
Sure.
Yeah. Because we did interview Franz Waxman's son, who lives in Connecticut, and so I actually wrote an article about this violinist, Louis Kaufman, who played Hollywood music. He was a concertmaster who played the solos for The Gone with the Wind and 300 other movies. The Sound of Music 2, and he's born 1905. But anyway, so we're really into the movies and the music behind it. The violinists, they're really beautiful. They play so beautiful. I think it does help to make the movie great.
Oh, yeah. Movie scores are incredible.
Yeah.
We should have a film talk just about best scores.
Yeah, that would be great.
I feel like that's a good topic. Yeah. So while we're on the topic of movies, favorites.
Favorites?
Yeah.
We'll
start with the youngest.
Well, I guess my favorite movie?
Yeah.
Well, I love Cary Grant, so I'll go with my favorite wife with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne, because I really loved it when I'm small, and I still love it to this day.
Well, she took my favorite part. I would say Ball of Fire with Barbara Stanwyck and Gary Cooper.
Oh, very
that's
cool.
Great. Yeah, it was cool.
Well, I don't know. I like all the movies with Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. All the swashbucklers I like.
Very
cool. Yes. Miss Olivia de Havilland's actually been supporting us since the beginning of this whole venture. She lives in Paris. She's 98 years old.
Right now. You guys wrote to her when you were trying to get references, right?
Yeah. Just said we were seeking consular engagement. And then go ahead.
No, first you started just by trying to get autographs from many people.
Yeah.
And then, wow, these addresses work. You know?
Yeah.
And it's one of those catch-22 things where you didn't have any references, but you needed to have references. But it's like, how can you get them without having them?
Exactly. And once we got it, didn't work.
Yeah.
No, it didn't work.
Why are there
anywhere?
So many situations like that?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't
make
any sense.
Just unfair.
At least we have a term for it, catch-22.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very strange.
I know. It's just very frustrating.
Yeah.
And so,
it was nice. She brought us back, and it really helped because we were really down at that point. And, that was a lot of encouragement. So that kept us going for a while.
Did you send her a CD of yours?
Yes, yeah, we sent
video.
Cassette tape.
Cassette.
Photo. And just a short letter.
And people can watch you perform. You have your own website, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you had that for?
Several years.
Three or four years.
So you realized that pretty early on that you needed to have the website.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't too early on. I guess people were having websites. We didn't want to have a website for a while.
Right.
We were kind of scared of being on the web. And then we thought, we need it.
Yeah, it's like the only way to do it these days.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
You've got to have a web presence.
Yeah.
It's been over 30 years since you came here. What's been your favorite kind of like part of being in America?
Well, I like the people here. I mean, very open, and you can express your own feelings. especially as a woman too in Japan, you were supposed to be quiet, you know. And also music-wise, it really helped. Mm-hmm. It's really number one here.
Yeah. Better education. But,
and better education as a whole. Yeah. And
You mentioned you went to Harvard, right?
Yeah.
And talk to us. I know Sally was doing some research on your studies.
Yeah. Well, I had to work really hard to, first of all, get in there because, I had to learn English first.
Right, you didn't just get into Harvard. They didn't just come on over.
And then I majored in not in the sciences, but in the social sciences. But it's been great in this country. What we really like after, 30 years is that, like, something, daily basis, you go into a store, everybody has the sense of judgment, like what's fair and what's not fair. Say that you get into some little some kind of situation in a store, and then people side with the right side, like people see who's being unfair and who's being fair. Like in other countries, like in Europe, they side with the wrong side.
Yeah.
And so eventually, even if you run into annoying situations, in daily life, mm-hmm. some people are rude to you, eventually at the end of the day, in this country, I think people know what's fair and what's not fair, and that's sort of what I like about it. I mean, there could be many annoying situations, unfair situations, but eventually.
Well, I think you're maybe talking about how in other countries people respond to authority more and here people make up their own minds about what's right.
Yeah, that could be part of it, but it's also this sense of what's right and what's not right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
people here seem to have their own judgment.
Yes, they will make their own judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than accept what
exactly
authority. Right.
The American way. Yeah. Challenging the American way since 1776.
It can be challenging in other ways, too.
Yes, it can be. Yeah. All right, so for more information about the Furuya Sisters, we got www.furuyasisters.com. That's a simple one. And Furuya is F-U-R-U-Y-A for those who are listening. Telephone number, should I give that out?
Yeah.
Okay, 914-200-3622. And the show is May 15th, next Friday.
Right.
Very exciting. 7:30 at South Salem Presbyterian Church.
Which is a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's a great venue. Jane said she had a great time interviewing you. It was like a nice touch to the article. It's like, they met me in the church that they're going to be performing. And that's at 111 Spring Street, South Salem. Just 1 mile from where we are.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, they have a lot of concerts there, and it's actually Dean Travellino who does many concerts there. He was the one who gave me your contact, and he's been very helpful. So it's nice to have a venue that's friendly and supportive.
How many people fit? Do we know?
It's like over 300.
Oh, wow, that's
so
awesome.
So it's a big place, so many people can come, and I even recommend people with kids because it's a comfortable place to bring kids.
Yeah,
we do get little kids, like, even 6-year-old, 5-year-old. Classical music is supposed to be good for your brain, so the parents bring them, and we have children discounts for this concert. So, it's a comfortable place. Many kids sleep in the second half, but they're very happy afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's good for the brain, as you said. Well, thank you, girls, for coming in and talking about the upcoming concert.
Well,
very exciting.
It was great talking to you.
Both.
And that's all we've got for today's show. I thought it was a very good one. We had a nice variety, talking movies, talking music, as always. And let's head off into the weekend. Reiterate Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Thank you.
And everybody drive safe.